Hey, another outside the box, trying not to creep you out. Today's topic is my obituary. Have you ever wondered what your obituary would say after you died? Of course, if you're dead, you won't know what it says. Well, better than that, don't wait. Write your own. That's what I'm doing right now. Here's how I might like my obituary to read after I die. Larry Danziger, the real name was Lawrence, but no one used that name, did not go to be with the Lord recently. In fact, Danziger didn't believe in the Lord, or any higher power for that matter. Larry was a 99% atheist. Cause of death was old age, but other complicating factors, such as non-functioning body parts, played a role. Larry tried not to use gender pronouns, which is why this obituary has none. Larry was obsessed with finding solutions to the problems that plague humanity and our planet, such as violence, injustice, and a failing environment. Although Danziger didn't find perfect solutions, it was the need to try that counted and gave greater meaning to Larry's life. Stuff like golf, high fashion, visits to the pub, and computer games were irrelevant. Larry also leaves behind many bad puns that will not be repeated anywhere else. Most of Larry's life was spent organizing, making things happen that otherwise would not have. That's where the fun was, and how Larry was able to keep doing it for so long. At the same time, Danziger was constantly trying to get others to do most of the work, so Larry didn't need to. It was a challenge, how to encourage people to do the things they wanted to do anyway. Larry leaves behind no children, and proud of it, but some loved ones, friends, and family. Also left behind is too much stuff. Danziger didn't buy a lot, but almost never threw anything away. Why waste it if it was still usable? Most of what's left wouldn't be of interest to anyone, so it will be left at a town transfer station. Donations can be made to any one of Larry's 97 different causes. Anonymous donations are preferred. Or you can give to a 98th good cause. Whatever. Flowers should be left in the ground rather than included in any remembrance. Larry's body will be shipped to the University of New England for further experimentation and possibly spare parts. If the university doesn't want that body, Danziger will be dumped in a cardboard box and buried as compost or cremated as cheaply and simply as possible. A remembrance service might be planned in the future if any of Larry's organizer friends will take time out from organizing other things. Don't hold your breath on that one. What would your obituary say? I'm Larry Danziger, not in any hurry to die, but now more ready when it happens.